Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I'm certainly agreeably surprised that so many people stayed up so late to see the president. I appreciate it more than I can tell you. The receptions along the trip have been just like this one. They've been so cordial, and people have been so interested in the things that are at issue in the country that it's been a very great pleasure to me to be able to face the people and tell them just exactly what I think is for their welfare and benefit. That's what I made the trip for. I've tried to make it perfectly plain that there is just one issue before the country, brought about by the 80th Congress, and that special privilege are the people's privilege. I think we're going to have this Congress with a historical record of a Congress of special privilege. And I wanted the people to understand distinctly my viewpoint on all these things. I've discussed prices and housing and the farm program and all the other main issues that are before the country at every section, in every section of the United States. I know that most everybody is interested in the price situation. And then there is another program that the Republican platform made a perfect statement on. They said that they were going to build up a strong labor department. And they have emasculated the labor department. They've just finished taking another function of the labor department away from it. They made the labor department a travesty as a department, and that's wrong. I just vetoed the so-called bill the other day, or yesterday, where they took about 750,000 people off the Social Security rolls, and they ought to be broadening and increasing the Social Security rolls instead of tearing up the Social Security program of this country. I wish it were not so late that I had time to discuss the whole row of issues with you, but I think the thing that you're principally interested in is the cost of living. In 1946, when they brought me an impossible price control bill, which I had to veto on June the 30th, when the price control expired, three times before that, I had asked them to extend that price control law just 1 year so as to give production a chance to catch up with consumption and to protect the consumer. That was not done. They finally passed the law about the 30th of July, which is impossible of enforcement, and immediately the price spiral began and it hasn't stopped yet. We must find some means to balance this situation. You know, they said that the prices would adjust themselves. The prices have adjusted themselves in favor of the people that have the goods. They charge as much as the traffic will bear. What I was trying to do was to maintain a consumer control until production caught up, and then prices would honest themselves. That's all I asked for.